A site in northwest Atlanta that was once home to a factory that exploited prison labor and described as a place of absolute horror may soon be slated for industrial development. But some historians and neighborhood activists want to commemorate what they call an ugly part of the country's history and are pushing for a memorial to be built at the location. For Member Station WABE, Molly Samuel reports.
After the Civil War, Atlanta and much of the South needed to be rebuilt. One of the places that helped do that was the Chattahoochee Brick Company, which was in Atlanta on the Chattahoochee River. James English owned the factory. He was a mayor of Atlanta who had also been a captain in the Confederate Army. And the brick factory, like other factories, farms, and mines around the South, used convict labor.
The modern building of the New South comes out of these bricks and comes out of the skill of these forced workers, these prisoners.
Mary Ellen Curtin is a history professor at American University. She says places like Chattahoochee Brick would lease people from the state, and the prisoners, who were mostly Black, would live and work unpaid at the factory. Companies like Chattahoochee Brick made a lot of money from this labor, and the conditions were terrible.
You had the most heinous kinds of torture practiced on people as a form of example, as a way of intimidating people into complying with this terrible system of forced labor. But whipping was the most common practice, and it was used ubiquitously in the New South.
The prisoners at the Chattahoochee Brick Factory lived in filthy barracks and ate rotting food. People died there.
It's a chapter of our history that most people don't know. And then the thing is, it's in our backyard.
Donna Stevens is the co-chair of the Proctor Creek Stewardship Council, an Atlanta environmental group.
Atlanta is full of places that everybody knows about. We know where Dr. King lived as a boy. We know where the battles were. But we don't know about convict leasing.
Right now, there are no buildings at the old factory site in northwest Atlanta. Weeds grow through cracks in the cement, and piles of bricks are left over from a more recent factory. But Stevens and others are worried that industrial development could be starting here. People have seen surveyors around and a security guard. The company that owns the property didn't respond to requests for an interview. Neighborhood advocates want to see a memorial built here and a park. Atlanta City Councilman Dustin Hillis represents the area. He says he agrees with them.
Just to remember what occurred there, and that we don't ever repeat that.
Georgia officially outlawed convict leasing more than a century ago, but University of Virginia historian Talitha LaFloria says we're still living with its legacy, and the people who were forced to work in that system should be remembered.
When we think about the history of the United States, and we think about who built the United States, we have to include incarcerated laborers in that history, particularly when we're talking about the history of the South.
The talk of building a memorial to the victims of convict leasing comes as Confederate statues and monuments are being reconsidered, moved, or taken down. And that conversation gained momentum after George Floyd, who is Black, was killed by a white police officer. LaFloria says the convict leasing history is connected to these issues. She says there are hundreds of monuments to the Confederacy, but she doesn't know of any commemorating the people who worked under the convict leasing system.
These people may be America's shame, but we don't have to be ashamed of them.
For Here and Now, I'm Molly Samuel in Atlanta.